back. I'm Charles Schumacher. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. That's for sure. Hey, you know, I got to tell you, folks, in studio today, we've got Rosemary Trump and Charlie McCullister, and we appreciate them here with us today. But on the phone with us, we've got Maggie Bush. She's with the League of Women Voters, and she's going to talk about Vote 411. Maggie, welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
Maggie, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Sorry, we wanted to try and get you at the top of the hour, and I apologize for messing up the schedule on you. But talk to us about today is the National Voter Registration Day, yeah?
Today there are more than 3,000 organizations out there registering voters in communities all across the country and getting people talking about voter registration online, at work, at their homes, and everywhere to help raise awareness about the fact that you have to be registered in most states before you can vote, whether you're voting in elections this year in your community or next year when we'll have really important federal elections all over the country.
Right. And, you know, why, you know, a lot of people think they're registered to vote, but they're not really, they move, women change their name, they get married. You know, talk to us about that and why we should double check just to make sure that we are still on the rolls properly registered.
Sure. So we know that millions of people miss the chance to vote every year because they didn't know they needed to register or update their registration by a certain date. And that date, that deadline is different in every state. The reasons you just mentioned are the most common. If you move, even if you move to a different apartment in the same building or across the street or down the block, you have to update your voter registration when you move. So luckily, that's often part of the process of moving with your postal change of address. Hopefully you'll remember to update your registration when you move, but it's really important to do and to talk to the people in our lives that have moved. So if your children or your friends have moved since last year's election or gotten married, become a new citizen, turned 18, this is a great day to reach out to them and say, hey, let me help you register to vote so you're ready to go for the next election.
Absolutely. Now, you know, unfortunately, there's some more nefarious things that are out there. These multi-state cross-checking the voter rolls and pulling people off. If my name is Joe Smith and I live in this state and there's a Joe Smith that lives in another state, we've got people that are saying, obviously, we're both voter fraudsters and we're getting pulled off the rolls. And, oh, by the way, nobody gets told about that, huh?
That's right. So, of course, we and elections officials and many other organizations are all for clean, good, up-to-date voter rolls that help make our elections run better. But due to a lack of great data and sometimes some very, very malicious intention on the part of certain political actors, you're right. There is bad action going on that can result in people being removed from the rolls. The really good news is groups like mine, the League of Women Voters, and our legal allies on this have been able to stop those efforts before they start in a lot of states. And we need help from the community to know when something like that is going on so that we can take action and protect voters.
There you go.
The best thing you can do if you're an individual person and want to make sure is to check your voter registration status. So in most states, luckily, you can do that online now, and it's really easy to do. Or you can always contact your local elections official or your local League of Women Voters if you have any question about your status.
Absolutely. And Maggie, again, one more time, National Voter Registration Day, www.vote411.org. Anything else that we should know?
This is a great day to, again, think of just even one person in your life who might not be registered to vote at their current address and reach out to them today. And thanks for everybody who's doing that.
Absolutely. And how do we find out more about the League of Women Voters?
You can visit us at lwv.org to find your local league if you're interested in getting involved. Or again, as you've mentioned, vote411.org is our great voting resource site where we have information about who's going to be on your ballot, where to go to vote this year, when your voter registration deadline is, and so forth.
And all the cool people are doing it, so you should too.
That's right. Absolutely.
There you go. Maggie, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we look forward to talking to you soon, okay?
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. That was Maggie Bush of the League of Women Voters. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.